Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape.
Mr. Bozzelli.
Hello.
Good evening and welcome back to the couch.
Tell
us about all your troubles and woes.
I'm talking about good vibrations today.
Oh, is that what that
good,
was?
I
thought it was my cell phone. No, it's you from a distance.
Right.
Not so far.
Throughline Theater Company just did In the Next Room or the vibrator play.
Well, if it's a choice between the two of those, I much prefer the vibrator play. I mean, you don't leave
it's
that
a little
as a,
more scintillating.
You don't leave that as a second choice and not go with it. You don't put that out on the table.
Eeny, meeny. No, we'll just go with vibrator play.
So what smut have you brought to the table this evening?
It is actually, it's interesting because it is done in the early 1900s at the dawn of electricity.
Oh.
They found some new uses for it.
Oh.
Including Dr. Givings, who's played by Ricardo Villaroja, Ricardo Villaroja, who was a guest on this very show.
Yes, indeed he was.
He plays Dr. Givings, and his wife is played by Moira Quigley, Mrs. Givings. And it is about him as a doctor treating women with hysteria through vaginal stimulation.
Was this really a thing? Is this true story?
Yeah, what I think what's happened is in the 1900s, everybody was very repressed. Very repressed. And
well, I don't know, because you could get cocaine in a prescription bottle back
then,
too.
That's true. And it came in the Coca-Cola.
Right. So I don't know. It depends on how you look at it.
Yeah, so. But he was treating women with fainting spells and hysteria, which I guess could be anything. And some women got very excited by the treatments. Let's call
them
treatments.
Well, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. All right. So, well, did it work? I mean, was it success?
In some cases, yes. What's interesting is the play is really more about mannered society and this avant-garde sort of thing that's going on in the doctor's room, in his next room.
So wait, he administered it? He didn't send a device home with people?
He administered.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Yes. And then when the power goes out,
they got to crank the wheel yourself.
No, the nurse has to use the manual method.
Oh, Mike, I don't even want to know. I don't even want to. See the play, everybody.
See the play. And you know what? It's really well done. It's very funny. Mm. There's some excellent cast members in it. Fernice Thompson plays Elizabeth, who is their... hired on help to
crank that wheel.
No, she administers milk to their baby. She's a midwife, well, not a midwife, but a wet nurse.
Oh, okay.
Yes, so very well done, very well acted. Ricardo is great, Moira's great, this Fernice I really loved. It's a great cast, and it's... It's funny, and it just talks about societal rules, and when we go against societal rules, but there's also some interesting, there's a little bit of everything in this play. Mm. There's a little bit of, the nurse falling for a woman, and then,
oh, wow, the 1800s were a little
it
more.
Got a little,
woo, little,
got a little racier than you thought, yeah.
Now, would you?
There's a male patient, by the way.
Of course, and naturally, it's where do you go after the joke's been set up three
right,
times?
Right after you had to go the other end.
Wow, thank you. I know I can always count on you. Would you recommend that for any maladies that comic fans might be experiencing today?
Oh, I wouldn't recommend it for an all-ages show. I would recommend the play.
No, I mean the treatment. This doctor in this play is...
You find pleasure where you can get it.
You can't tell me that you didn't walk out of that theater thinking, You know, on your drive home,
I just went down bumpy roads.
Well, listen, dude, this is why they call you Buzz.
I went the brick road home, through
gosh.
Dormont.
Well, hey, now we know why you're always so happy. Anyway. This conversation has really gone south.
Yes.
All right, so
south exactly.
Reasons to see the vibrator play, or what you
I
will.
Would
what
say
was the, in the next room of the vibrator play.
I would say that for Nece Thompson, I would say Moira Quigley, and I would say Ricardo, because they do great jobs, and it's a great cast, and it's such an unusual subject.
I don't think so. I mean, really,
for the 1900s, I guess.
Hey, it depends on who you are.
It's a lot of fun.
Assume that you know what we think might be unusual.
Well, that's true.
As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.